from the other topic that seems that for me the topic that I just keep coming back to is that over the course of this, I mean, I have no problem admitting what a major dork I am. And over the course of this experience we had 5 years in April. Over the course of this experience, I have become such a diehard Slytherin that every time I go to write a song, it's hard not to make it a song about how awesome Slytherin is.
That
is going to be a theme for our song for a long time to come, because I just can't say enough about it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I definitely think that, like, you know, another big influence on us is, like, 80s hair metal. And Brian, you would concur. And a lot of 80s hair metal is, like, how much we rock is kind of the sentiment, and how awesome we are. And that translates so well to writing songs about Slytherin pride.
Right. Or from Draco's perspective, too, because he is one talking kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of those Slytherin songs that you wrote are just, like, awesome poison songs.
Right.
Actually, that, well, because that kind of led into my next question, if that's influenced your musical perspective over the years, and it sounds like it has.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I play upright bass in a bluegrass band with my dad.
Yeah.
With our dad. You know, good music is good music. And I just love to play. So it doesn't really matter to me the style. I have certain styles that I'm better at, but I never imagined I'd be playing bluegrass. But years ago, they asked me to fill in, and all of a sudden, here I am in a bluegrass band. You never know.
Yeah.